سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وبارك وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وارحم سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، وجزه عنا ما هو أهله، وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as you have heard before, in this what we read is a munajat. Munajat is a dua. It's a dua to Allah Ta'ala, just that it is in poetry form. So this particular munajat is a munajat of Khwaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Our Hazrat Mawlana Ispatiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to recite this quite often. So the object is not for entertainment. We will read whatever Allah Ta'ala allows for us to read and try to give the translation of it, so that after that when we read it, then we know what dua is being made. So we also make that dua from our hearts. Ay mere data, ay mere manik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere manik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسانی۔ اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، calling out to Allah Ta'ala, with different names of Allah Ta'ala, different sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Then he says that, O Allah, you are the King of Kings. Of all the worlds, Allah Ta'ala is the King of Kings. And Allah Ta'ala's kingdom is above everything else. It's nothing that is higher than the kingdom of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing that is not in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Each and everything that is happening, whether we can understand it, whether we can't understand it, it can only happen if Allah Ta'ala allows for it to happen. And whatever Allah Ta'ala allows to happen, there is hikmat and goodness in there. Even if we can't understand it, but there is hikmat and there is goodness in there. Whatever is happening in the Muslim world also, we can't understand what it is, but there is Allah's hikmat and there is goodness in it. Everything that Allah Ta'ala does is always full of wisdom and full of goodness. And Allah Ta'ala's shan is such, a person whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with his marifat. In fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make istighfar. So obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was masoom, he was sinless. There's no question of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam making any guna. So why was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam making istighfar? So one was, Allah Ta'ala loves when a person asks for forgiveness. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to ask for forgiveness. The other thing is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was teaching us. It was a lesson for the ummah. But one explanation given is that Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at every moment Allah Ta'ala was increasing him in marifat. His darajat was raising all the time. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when one is the lowest stage that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ever was on in his Mubarak life, that is higher than any other human being can any ever reach. Whatever was the lowest stage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his Mubarak life, that is higher than any stage that any human being can ever reach. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was taken even higher, even higher. So each time that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given even more marifat, even more higher stage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to seek forgiveness for the condition that he was on before that. And this will still continue. This will still continue till Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go to make sifarish for the ummah. Right? And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to make sifarish, he will go into sajda. And he will begin to praise Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself told us that he will praise Allah Ta'ala with such praises which Allah Ta'ala will inspire him at that time. He himself also, currently in the dunya at that time, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself, he himself is unaware of those praises. So what was the maqam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how great is our Allah Ta'ala? That from what a high pedestal of spirituality Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had marifat of Allah Ta'ala, right? But then too, even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right, as great, the greatest human being, but he too didn't know all the praises of Allah Ta'ala while in the dunya. So, Allah Ta'ala's praises, Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's perfection, la mahdood. There is no boundary. Nobody can comprehend. Nobody can comprehend. What an Allah we have. When we take Allah Ta'ala's name, imagine Allah Ta'ala is allowed so easy on our tongue, Allah's name comes. Otherwise, if Allah Ta'ala really had to make the taking of His name just little bit of His greatness, according to that would be the difficulty of taking His Mubarak name. How hard it would have been to take Allah Ta'ala's name. But Allah means it's so easy. The greatest Allah Ta'ala. And on our weak tongues, we can just say, Allah, 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 Allah. And then if we still now, with this tongue of ours, intentionally commit guna, kabira gunas, and then we're still taking Allah Ta'ala's pure name, and if we're just totally negligent about it, we're not even bothered, then are we showing any greatness of Allah Ta'ala? By a person's car gets a little bit, he lives in Albert Falls, so he gets a little bit dusty and everything, his motor car is a little bit dusty, and now he needs to go visiting somewhere. He too is washing his car. He don't want to go with a dirty car. And what are we? Containers of najasat. We are containers of najasat. Our beginning was an impure drop. Our ending is a rotting corpse. And currently we are vessels of impurities. But we don't want to go in a dirty car. Dirty clothes. Not to say must go in dirty car. Must be neat, tidy, everything. Right? Now Allah Ta'ala, how great Allah Ta'ala is. And we are not worried that we are messing this tongue up. And I'm going to take Allah Ta'ala's name. And I'm messing my tongue. I'm taking cigarette smoke inside. And then I'm going to take Allah Pak's name. And don't think vaping is any better. It's worse. It's worse. The harm that this vaping is causing is worse than cigarette. They keep lying to us. See, before, people were smoking tobacco. Straight tobacco. I'm not saying you must smoke tobacco also. People were smoking tobacco. That in itself was unhealthy. Right? But now they wanted to make it more unhealthy. So what they invented a cigarette. And they put charcoal in the filter. They bluffed everybody that no. You see now that smoke will go through the charcoal and through the filter. So it will clean the tobacco. You won't harm yourself. With time we came to learn that that tar caused more harm than the tobacco. Now they came out with this electronic smoking devices. Now already doctors are saying that this is worse, worse than a cigarette, these electronic devices. Because now you got battery acid. And I can't remember those chemicals they're using to create the flavor. All these flavorants, the chemicals that they are putting inside to create those flavorants. What havoc it is causing in the lungs. So don't think everything that they will come out will be worse than the previous one. And they won't stop. There's still something else going to come out. Don't worry. But each one, they will lie to you that this is a healthier option. So you must leave that and come on to this. Only to learn later that this is worse than the previous one. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So if a person has got love for Allah Ta'ala, now he will worry. See, one Sahabi, right? I forget the name now. He came with his tribe, delegation. They came to meet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So everybody rushed now. When they came, they all excited. They want to go meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he saw to the animals. And then he went, he washed up, put a clean set of clothing, made himself neat, put some itar, everything. And then he went to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he went, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him that there are two qualities in you that Allah Ta'ala loves. This anat that he had, hilm that he had, Allah Ta'ala loves those qualities of his. So why did he adopt that manner to go and meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Because he understood that who am I going in front now? I'm going in front of whom? I can't just go just like that. So when I'm reading Quran Sharif, whose Kalam-e-Pak am I reading? When I'm making Zikrullah, then whose name am I taking? Now, can I take his Mubarak name and then intentionally do things with the same tongue that is sometime of a makruh nature, sometime of an inappropriate nature, and sometime of a haram nature? Can I do those things? So if I do those things, then it's showing that I don't really have that, you know, greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Don't really have it in my heart. Otherwise, I will watch out. I will watch myself. I won't let swearing words come on this tongue. I won't let ribat come on this tongue. Right? Because I'm going to now take Allah's name after this. Now, how can I do all this? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیتے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بے کار گزارا
عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گواہی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بنا ہی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بنا ہی. مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
Oh my Allah, I have only spent my time earning the world. Deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. The wealth of deen, this I didn't earn anything. I only spend my time earning the world. Sometimes we may think we in dini khidmat, but in our dini khidmat also, what are we really earning? Allah Pak mustn't make us from those who they serve the deen which is supposed to be served to earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but they serve it in order to earn the world. So then those type of people, they will not even perceive the fragrance of Jannah. Even the breeze of Jannah, they won't touch them. So Allah Ta'ala protect us from being like that. Sometimes you think, you look at a person, you think, oh, now he became a big sheikh, or he's a big principal sahab, and he's having big program, so he's serving deen a lot. But that person, he just opens his mouth about something. I was in Cape Town now, last weekend or weekend before. What? So I just gave one example that if you are in a certain, you are from a certain place, and you are going to visit somebody else, so you will take the thing of that place for that person. Like this friend here, he went to one place that's known for spices. So when he came from there, he brought spices and came. Somebody goes to Madina Munawwara, he'll bring kajur and come. You go to Makkah Mukarramah, he'll bring zamzam and come. So I just said, now if you bring from Cape Town, you'll take snook and go. So by the next day, so many people brought snook. No place to put all the snook. I had to actually tell them, please take the snook, give to that one, take the snook, give to that one. Maybe they'll eat it. How much snook we gonna take and go now? So sometimes you just open your mouth, sometimes you give an example about something, or you're saying something, and the thing can just come away. So it's more dangerous for that person who becomes well known. People start to show him some respect, people start to show some muhabbat. It's more difficult for that person, because he can use his dini khidmat for dunya more than a person who is just an ordinary ustad, is just teaching somewhere. Person is quietly just teaching somewhere, just making some imamat somewhere, just carrying on quietly. Sometime you really ponder over the words of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that I wish I was this bird. or a blade of grass, one animal ate me up and finish. And yet they were Khalifa of the whole Ummat, Amir al-Mu'mineen of the whole Ummat, Umar al-Nawn. Hear his words. Time when he's passing away, put my face on the floor, put my cheek on the ground. His son is saying, is my leg not close enough to the ground? No. Put it on the floor. This fame comes with a price. The road gets more slippery. The mud gets thicker. Only Allah Ta'ala can protect. Only Allah Ta'ala can protect. So Allah Pak must protect us.
Amen.
That we don't end up making our deen into a factory for dunya. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, now so many wars, so much of booty, so much of wealth is coming in. So at times they would sit down for iftar. And now there is so many dishes in front of them. And they would start crying. I can't eat. Then they would say, our companions, they passed away. They didn't get anything of this world. And we, it seems like all our rewards we're getting it here in the dunya, we don't know if there'll be anything left for us in the akhirat. That everything we're getting here in the world. I think it was Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. One time, people were sitting, they were having a meal, they had one lamb or one kid goat, you know, roasted, and they invited him to the meal. So, at that time, you know, not to say he never eat meat, but at that time, sometime now, the thought just came, he said, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, he never ate barley bread to his full. For 2 days, two consecutive days, didn't even eat barley bread to his full. And then he couldn't partake of this da'wah. So we today, we say we're serving deen, but our deen in reality was so much of dunya comes with it also. So deen ki dunya kuch na kamai. Deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein dunya hi ke raha mein. Deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara. I just wasted my time. Whole life, just wasted it away. Umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. My life is in heedlessness. Just ghaflat. Unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon. Says, Ya Allah, from the whole makhluk of yours, I am the worst. Koi nahi hai mujh mein balai. There's no goodness in me. No goodness in me. Mujh sa koi badkar na hoga. There's nobody can be worse than me. Kaunasi maine ki na burai. Which evil there is that I never indulge in. Now, Khwaja sahab was, you know, he was a buzurg, you know, a high person. But what he's thinking of himself? This was his humility. His humility. And you see, the Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned after the narration of the demise of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi comments that experience has shown that the more a person has the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and the fear of Allah Ta'ala will come more with the marifat of Allah Ta'ala. The more the person realizes who Allah Ta'ala is, the more he will fear Allah Ta'ala. So he says, the more the person fears Allah Ta'ala, the more humble he becomes. The more humble he becomes. Because the more he realizes his insignificance, the more Allah Pak allows him to see the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the more he realizes how insignificant he is. The baby in the stomach of the mother, it is gone very strong. It is gone very strong. He said, this world is so small. He starts booting. He starts kicking. He starts turning. He wants to move. When he comes out, he starts crying. When he comes out into this world, then he realizes how insignificant I am. Now he starts crying for help now. Inside the womb, he was kicking. He was moving. He's so strong. He's a master of the world. When he comes out, now he's crying. Now he realizes how insignificant he is. He can't talk, he can't walk, he can't see, he can't hear, nothing. Can't see properly, can't hear properly. He can't walk, he's so weak. He can't do anything for himself. Then he realizes that I was not a king inside there. It was my mother's umbilical cord that was feeding me. Otherwise I was nothing. So we are like that. We are thinking, I'm running this business. I'm so intelligent. I'm so sharp. I live in this house. I'm so like that. I can do this. The day we pass away by, and we go, then we realize, hey, what was I? I'm nothing. I am nothing. I was nothing. I am nothing. Everything was just coming from Allah. Where was I thinking that I'm a king of my world? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So we mustn't realize that time. That time to realize is too late. We must realize it now. Now we must realize it.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچانے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچانے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنانے اپنا بنانے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
says, oh my Allah, save me from the evils of nafs. Nafs ke shar se mujh ko bacha de. This is our biggest enemy, is our nafs. Not even shaitan. Shaitan is a weak enemy. When we had it on? Last week. So we are having breakfast there by Musa's Musalla. So there was one brother there. He has accepted Islam, you know. He's a white person, was a Christian, and now he accepted Islam. So he was asking few questions. He's so concerned about the akhirat. He's asking about Jannat, about Jahannam. He has to understand this thing, how it is. So then he's telling me, he says, you know, in Christianity, they make the devil they make the devil out to be a very powerful thing. In a Christian religion, the devil is like a very powerful thing. The devil can do things, you know. Devil is very powerful, right? So you must like fear the devil. The devil can do this, the devil can do that. The devil can do certain things like beyond your control and, you know. Except in Islam, I realize the devil is a weak thing. The devil is a weak thing. In Islam, the devil is not like a big story. You just turn to Allah Ta'ala and the devil can't do you anything. He's just a whisperer. He's just trying to whisper, that's all. So you don't have to fight for the devil. It's not like the devil can control your whole life and the devil can do this and the devil can do that. So you see, I really love this about Islam. That the devil is weak. And that is the reality. Shaitan is weak. If we allow him to take control of us, then that is our fault. And he will rightly tell us in Jahannam, Allahumma afwasna, we don't want to be there. But those who listen to him and end up in Jahannam with him, he will say, La tarumuni lumu anfusakum. He said, don't blame me, blame yourself. I just came and whispered to you. Who told you must follow me? You followed me on your own. So now don't blame me, blame yourself. I can't help you, you can't help me. So shaitan is one side. The big enemy is our nafs. That is the big enemy, the nafs. We must realize that 90% of the guna we commit is because of ourself. I was telling one student the other day, I said, see, bhai, if you want to become a better person, start blaming yourself. Put blame on yourself. Right? That I caused it. I did wrong. Now you will start your road to piety. Till you're going to blame the rest of the world, your parents, your this one, your that, oh, they made that wrong decision, they did this wrong, they did that wrong, you won't change. Because all that gives you an excuse to continue in your evil ways. That is a ploy of the devil. If you want to change, you want to become a better person, take blame. Take responsibility for your action. That I did this thing wrong. So this is why he says, Nafs ke shar se mujhko bachane. That Ya Allah, protect me from the evils of nafs. Saying, Ya Allah, listen to my plea. Listen to my plea. And make me yours. Make me yours. Because we become Allah's. Can nafs and shaitan interfere with us then? What a protection you got if you become Allah's. Now we are in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Can nafs and shaitan interfere with us then? Can't interfere with us. Because we are Allah's. If we throw away the protection, it's our own fault. We go and commit guna, go and do wrong. We throwing away the protection.
Nafs ke shar se mujhko bachane, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Panjaye gham se mujhko chura de, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apna banane, apna banane, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Shughal mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah, Allah. Let
لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پیرا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پیرا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو بول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں اللہ your thought your تصور of اللہ تعالی must be such in my heart that it must be like how something is engraved on stone. Nothing can remove it. It must be so engraved, so deep, that even if me in my foolishness, if I want to forget you also, I mustn't be able to forget you. Such must be the yard of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. These are the couplets some other time. Try to discuss them, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، وإليك يرجع الأمر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. والله هو most beloved Allah, kind Allah, loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh, our Allah who loves to forgive. Oh, our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him for forgiveness. Oh, our Allah who has said that all the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam are sinners, but the best from amongst the sinners are those who turn in repentance. Ya Allah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners, O Allah. Ya Allah, we sinful ones, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging that we are the worst sinners on earth, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are confessing each and every sin in your court. We are guilty on each count, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Forgive each and every guna that we have committed, O Allah. Ya Allah, one major guna that we are committing is that we are not taking guna to be guna, O Allah. We are not even taking sin to be sin anymore, Allah. Major, major sins. We are not even taking it to be a sin anymore. We are justifying our sins, making excuses for our sins. Ya Allah, we have totally disrespected you, O Allah. We have disrespected you in the manner in which we are living our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, our life, Ya Allah, slowly but surely it is melting away like a block of ice on a hot day. Ya Allah, but we are going deeper into the, Ya Allah, deeper and deeper into nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are drifting further and further away from you, further and further away from Sirat-e-Mustaqim, from the Sunnah of our beloved Habib-e-Pahak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ways of the kuffar have become the norm in our homes, the norm in our lives, the fashion, all the new things that they coming out. We have also got our tongues hanging for it like dogs. Dogs of the world. Every new thing they come out with, our tongues are hanging for it, O Allah. Hey Allah, we maaf kar de, O Allah. We maaf kar de. We maaf kar de, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq to make sachi tawbah. Give us tawfiq to turn to you sincerely, O Allah. To make drastic changes in our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, what life is gone is gone. We cannot bring back a single moment. But O Allah,
Let this be the turning point in our lives, Subhanallah. Let it be the moment of hidayat for us, Subhanallah. Change our hearts, O Allah. Change our inclinations, O Allah. Our hearts are in your control, O Allah. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub. Sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub. Sabbit qulubana ala dinik. Hawa wa hirsa wa ala dil badal de. ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹو بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے سنو میں نام تیرا درکنوں میں مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے یا اللہ یو ہیو گیون انسان دا انٹیلیجنس ٹو ڈو ہارٹ ٹرانسپلانٹ سو اللہ یا اللہ دے ٹرانسپلانٹ دا فزیکل ہارٹ دے پٹ اے ہیلتھی فزیکل ہارٹ یا اللہ واٹ از اٹ ڈیفیکلٹ فار یو ٹو ٹرانسپلانٹ فار ا اسپرچولی ہیلتھی ہارٹ سو اللہ Such hearts that will turn to you, O Allah. Such hearts that will have your marifat. Such hearts that will be blessed with your qurb. Such hearts that will be filled with your noor, O Allah. Ya Allah, such hearts that will be filled with the ishq for Huzur-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fikr for deen, fikr for iman. Hearts that are filled with zuhud, O Allah. Hearts that will disincline to the pleasures of this world, O Allah. Hey Allah, you transplant for us, O Allah. Hearts, O Allah, that have got akhlaq-e-hamida, that are free of razail, O Allah. Ya Allah, you change us, O Allah. We begging of you, O Allah. We begging of you, O Allah. We are tired of this life of guna, O Allah. This life of guna has brought nothing but restlessness. It has brought nothing but suicides. It has brought nothing but, O Allah, anxiety, O Allah. Ya Allah, we want to now lead a pious life, O Allah. A life, O Allah, according to the sunnah of our Habib-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our major minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the brightness of day or in the darkness of night, O Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we are intending to commit, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to break those wrong intentions, O Allah. Ya Allah, those gunas that are in our lives and we finding difficult to give up, O Allah. You help us, O Allah. Ya Allah, there's nothing that's difficult if your help comes, O Allah. You help us, O Allah. Those gunas that we are committing repeatedly, O Allah. Ya Allah, those things that we are attracted to of this world, O Allah. Break that attraction, O Allah. Make our hearts attracted to you, O Allah. Make our hearts attracted to your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat, with your qurb, with your love, O Allah. Make us all yours and you become ours, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to make mukammal islah, O Allah. Mukammal islah, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to lead our lives according to the shariat, O Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. One sunnat, Ya Allah. Every sunnat we must bring into our lives, O Allah. From morning till night, from night till morning. Let our life revolve around the sunnah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed away, make our parents maghfirat. Ya Allah, fill our parents kubur with mughfirat. Expand their kubur. Let them rest in peace till the day of hashar, O Allah. Protect them from any type of azab in the qabr, azab in hashar, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever broken amal we make, let it be a means of isal sawab for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, raise the darajat of our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of parents are alive, O Allah. Ya Allah, Make us the coolness of their eyes, O Allah. Let us not be a source of taklif and discomfort to them, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to make their khidmat, to make them happy, to take it to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our asatiza ikram. Raise the darajat of our asatiza ikram. Grant them jazai khair, their families, O Allah. Our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of our mashayikh that have passed away from their kubur, we won't continue to raise their darajat. Those of our mashayikh that are alive, O Allah, keep their saya above us. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to benefit from them, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to benefit from them, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us benefit, Ya Allah, from the fuyus of all our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant them good health, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us such love for our spouses that our hearts and mind don't go anywhere else, O Allah. Let them be a protection for us from zina, O Allah. Let them be a protection of our iman, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to fulfill their hukuk, to keep them happy, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our children, O Allah. Keep our children on sirat mustaqim, O Allah. Ya Allah, our children and the children of the ummah are being bombarded from all sides, O Allah. All different gunas, O Allah. Ya Allah, different filth. Ya Allah, one side, masum children are being blown up with landmines, O Allah. Ya Allah, but they are going to Jannat, O Allah. They are masum children going to Jannat. Ya Allah, our children are being bombarded with the bombs of shaitan, the bombs of nafs, the bombs of the cell phone, the bombs of pornography. All the filth happening around, Ya Allah. Those bombs are taking them to Jahannam, O Allah. Giving them Jahannam on earth, Jahannam in the qabr, Jahannam in the akhirat. Ya Allah, bring our children on Sirat Mustaqim. Take our children out of this filth of sports, kuffar lifestyles, kuffar fashion, kuffar hairstyles, kuffar way of speaking. Take our children out of drugs, O Allah. Take our children out of all the vice dens, O Allah. Bring our children on Sirat Mustaqim. Make our children huffaz. Make them ulama. Make them mashayikh. Make them mujahideen, O Allah. Ya Allah, make them the flag bearers of deen. Make them da'is, O Allah. Ya Allah, utilize them for the khidmat of deen in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our family members, our friends, those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, cause your winds of hidayat to blow in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to carry out nek amal with ikhlas, with sharf qubuliyat, O Allah. Ya Allah, each person that has come here, you accept them, O Allah. Accept. Each person is looking for you, O Allah. Each person wants to get connected to you, O Allah. Bless each and every one of us with a deep-hearted connection with you. A deep-hearted connection with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila mustaqila daima. Those in financial difficulties, remove them from their financial problems. Those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them nek and salih, compatible marriage partners. Those that don't have olad, O Allah, bless them with pious olad, O Allah. Those in whose taqdeer there isn't olad written, Ya Allah, you give their hearts peace, O Allah. Give them tawfiq to make raza bil qada, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jais hajat within the hearts of each and every person. Fulfill each and every person's jais hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that each one may be facing. You assist and help each and every one of us in our problems and difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept every work of deen that is taking place, O Allah. Tabligh aur da'wat ki kaam ko aap qubool farma. Khankaon ko aap qubool farma. Masajid, makatib, darul ulum ko aap qubool farma. Ya Allah,
mujahideen ki jihad ko aap qubool farma. Ya Allah, the social works that are taking place, whoever is serving your deen within the parameters of the Shariat, Ya Allah, you accept it, you take it from strength to strength, O Allah. Ya Allah, you be razi, O Allah. Ya Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, use us for your deen in a manner that is pleasing to you. In a manner, O Allah, that it is within the parameters of the Shariat, O Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslim Ummah is suffering, O Allah, in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, you come to the aid and the assistance of the Ummah, O Allah, around the globe, O Allah. Ya Allah, especially the Muslims in Gaza, fil hal, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, we are not questioning your decree, O Allah. We are weak, O Allah. We are weak, O Allah. We are weak, O Allah. Ya Allah, you come to the aid and assistance. We know that your help is there, O Allah. Ya Allah, they are bombing every 4 minutes, O Allah. They too must be so confused that by now they would have thought every person would have been dead there, O Allah. So we know that your help is there, O Allah. Your help is there, O Allah. Ya Allah. But we want more help, O Allah. Ya Allah, you make it asan for them, O Allah. You keep them with istiqamat, O Allah. Ya Allah, the masoom children, the ladies, O Allah, the old, O Allah, the infirm, O Allah. You help them, O Allah. Ya Allah, the able-bodied men, Ya Allah, give them tawfiq to make jihad, O Allah. Those that are not engaged in the jihad, give them tawfiq. Give them the realization that the only way out is to turn to you and make jihad, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are making jihad, Ya Allah, purify their niyats, O Allah. Keep them with istiqamat, O Allah. Keep them with istiqamat, O Allah. Let them not lose hope looking at the weakness of the rest of us, O Allah. Ya Allah, let them not lose hope because we haven't stretched a hand out. We are sitting in our comfort zones while they are being bombarded, O Allah. We pacify ourselves with a few things here and there. But we are not really doing much to help them, O Allah. Ya Allah, you help them. You help. Ya Allah, the Mujahideen. Ya Allah, let the aim, O Allah, be accurate, O Allah. Let it hit the target, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever they fire, let it have a devastating effect on the enemy, O Allah. Ya Allah, you increase them in iman, in amal. Ya Allah, the kuffar, give them hidayat. These zalim forces, give them hidayat, O Allah. But if hidayat is not written for them, and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, you know, Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Ahad and the Samud, O Allah. Destroy them like you destroyed the Ahad and the Samud, O Allah. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, cause their ships to sink, O Allah. Cause their weapons to misfire, O Allah. Cause their bombs to fall on their own heads, O Allah. Create divisions in their ranks, O Allah. Ya Allah, let their financial power all fail, O Allah. Ya Allah, unke muh ko kala kar de, O Allah. Ya Allah, all the Muslim leaders of Muslim countries, give them hidayat. Give them the courage to stand up in defense of Islam and the Muslims, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring such leaders, O Allah, whose heart will be with Islam and the Muslims, O Allah. Ya Allah, the few leaders that we have some hope on, O Allah, Ya Allah, give them tawfiq, keep them with istiqamat, let them establish Shariat in their countries. Let them realize, O Allah, that success is only in your obedience. Success is not in the corridors of power, O Allah. Success lies in your obedience, O Allah.
Let give us also that realization, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our risk, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us muhtaj on anybody, O Allah. Let us, Ya Allah, be muhtaj only on you, O Allah. Keep us all with sihat, with afiat, O Allah. Give us barakat, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep our attention on you and you alone, O Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to pass away, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, O Allah, let not the angel of death find us in some guna, O Allah. Let not the angel of death find us looking at filth in our phones. Let not the angel of death find us popping some drugs into our mouth or in any other type of sin, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, and let it be on the battlefield, the mouth of shahadat, O Allah. Or let it be in Madinah Munawwara, O Allah. A mouth when you are pleased with us, O Allah. Kadima wala mouth. Iman wala mouth, O Allah. Take us away at a time when you are most pleased with us, in an action that is most pleasing to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your razamandi, bless us with jannat al-firdos. Protect us from any type of azab in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, when we are lowered into our qubur, then let our qubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of jannat. Ya Allah, let us answer the malaika with ease, O Allah. Let our qubur be wide, O Allah. Open the windows and the doors of jannat to our qubur, O Allah. Ya Allah, on Maidan Hashr, let our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us a drink from Pudakos. Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Ya Allah, let us receive our Nama Amal in our right hand. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, O Allah. Grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning, O Allah. Ya Allah, and above all, grant us your Ru'yat in Jannat, O Allah. Grant us your Ru'yat in Jannat. Grant us the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Tabi'een, Tab'ut Tabi'een, all those who serve the deen of Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our humble little dua. Whatever we have asked for, grant it to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, grant it to us. Whatever is best for us, O Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of duas for the ummah. All the duas of khair that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire ummah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.